Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warned will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Healy says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
China has made anal COVID-19 swabs mandatory for all foreign travelers arriving in country. The communists say such test provides a higher degree of accuracy than other screening methods for the virus. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin, however, defended the screenings as science-based. As part of the new travel requirement, there will be testing hubs in Beijing and Shanghai airports. More people have been killed by military personnel as the coup in Myanmar continues. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation.
U.S. Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Emmy Award-winning Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo attempted to explain away and apologize to the three women accusing him of sexual harassment.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Disturbing, serious, troubling. Senate Democrats used those words to describe the three allegations of sexual harassment against the New York governor. But calling for his resignation is another matter entirely. Some lawmakers are silent on removing him from office, and that's just bad for everybody. Bad behavior without repercussions will not discourage anyone from entering into such bad behavior in the future. Mississippi dropped their COVID-19 mask mandate Wednesday. Now get ready for concerts and sporting events to return to Texas. Baldior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate, Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. And I don't care if you're a Neanderthal or a deplorable or whatever. Hey, all hands on deck if we're going to get this country on track. It is a country for by we the people, which by very definition demands our involvement. With us right now is the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the one and only Megan Barth. Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. I've been looking forward to our conversation. President Joe Biden, no press conference in 43 days. State of the Union, that's missing in action. And, of course, if he says ding-dong things like calling people Neanderthals, maybe his handlers say, maybe it's better off if we just keep him in the bunker.
Yeah, much like he did during his campaign. After promising transparency during the campaign along with $2,000 checks, we now know that was just a complete absolute lie. He didn't misspeak, even though he often misspeaks due to his mental decline. And it's interesting to me, too, that one of the first announcements the White House actually made is that this White House is going to be very focused on Alzheimer's. Yes, we're all focused on Alzheimer's, especially when we suspect that the commander-in-chief has dementia.
Exactly.
No State of the Union, no press conference. They have hidden the White House virtual visitor logs. This administration keeps itself cloaked in secrecy, much like the Biden campaign. But this is exactly what Biden voters voted for.
Mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to them, this was the warning that 75 million people were basically shouting from the rooftops.
Exactly. And, you know, and beyond that, look what's being reported now is that, thank you very much. I mean, here we are. I mean, he's calling Mississippi and Texans Neanderthals for dropping the mask because the science has said it's not quite necessary. It's time to open up the country, and they're going to open up those states. Congratulations to those governors and the citizens of Mississippi and Texas to say, look, we're responsible individuals. We're going to exercise our constitutional rights. We are going to enjoy liberty, and they're an example to that end. And Joe Biden calls them Neanderthals. Well, he's the one that opens up the gates to the southern border. And now ICE is reporting that he's releasing all these people into the interior of our country. And guess what? They've tested COVID positive. What a brilliant idea. I mean, if that's not Neanderthalic, it's moronic.
Well, and it's certainly hypocritical, especially in the face of a pandemic when Democrats were shutting down their states, locking down people in their homes, denying non-essential businesses to make money, which were, of course, small businesses. The only businesses that have thrived during this pandemic are Amazon and the big box stores. And the Democrats know fully well, as the rest of us do, that the engine of this economy is small business. So how do you kill the economy? Well, you basically not only don't blame China for the pandemic and then basically accuse those calling the virus the Chinese virus, you accuse those people of racism, but you go to extreme and draconian measures to basically lock people in their homes. And actually the science has disproved their disastrous theory. When we look at graphs, and when we look at statistics, and when we look at data, and when we put hyperbole and politics aside, we see that South Dakota and Sweden and Florida and other countries and states that didn't impose these draconian measures, their graphs of spikes and deaths are much less than the spikes and deaths in the states that mandated masks and that mandated shutdown. My father lives in North Carolina, and Governor Cooper, who's a Democrat that won by only 10,000 votes because votes just mysteriously appeared in Durham County, just extended the mask mandate. And even in the face of showing that masks don't work, never in the history of our country when we've had a pandemic have we isolated healthy people, have we masked healthy people. Specifically children. I think one of the most abusive effects of this virus related to Democrat actions are the masking of healthy children.
Exactly.
They have now conditioned a whole generation, and this is exactly why they did it. It wasn't for the health and safety and mental well-being of people during a pandemic. It was the control of people and the conditioning, the behavioral and societal conditioning of people, including children, to become accustomed to acting as government tool.
Yeah. Well, they're no longer an agent of their own decisions. Now they're going to look to the government for every decision. They've been dumbed down and conditioned down the road. That's what this is all about. Do not think for a moment that this is by accident. But I'm waiting for a clear study here, and maybe we may have to wait until it's too late, but a clear study. But we can look at that right now and see the clear differential between blue states and red states and how they've governed their states and what is happening to them economically.
Well, Kristi Noem took stage at CPAC last week, and she said that Dr. Fauci had basically called her and warned her that she'll have over 10,000 people in the hospital within a day if she doesn't forcefully mask her citizens of South Dakota. She refused, and she only had 600. And as she says, Dr. Fauci has been more wrong than he's been right. And it's not only her opinion, that's the fact, Jack.
Exactly, because it's well spoken, it's documented, and this is the thing that's amazing to me, Megan. Again, and I'm one of these people, you know, whether it's science or you're a leader or, you know, even in the religious circles when you talk about prophecy or somebody being a prophet, having the mantle of a prophecy, they're only validated by their, the results of what it is that they said. If it's not there, if it's not validated, if it didn't happen, you know what, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I mean, this is why Dick Morris, for example, he's kind of like persona non grata. You notice they moved him off the playing field. He's not the center of attention anymore because he missed it with some of his polling evidence. But yet some continue to live another day, whether it's Karl Rove and others, Blumenthal, Nadler. I mean, go on down the line. I mean, the Democrats right now have cover because of the establishment media, and they're letting him get away with this. And Dr. Fauci, because he's the appointed czar of COVID, and what's starting to come up now, and you and I talked about this before, was that he knew early on that there was problems in Wuhan. He had people there he had boots on the ground, knew that these guys were a bunch of cowboys and they were reckless and there was going to be a problem because his people were there, and they came back after 18 months and said, this is a mess. This is going to be a problem down the road. And when it broke, he was quiet. He said nothing. And to this day, has he not reported? He hasn't said anything about his understanding and knowledge. And now some of that is starting to creep out in the media.
Well, Dr. Fauci is an actor, as much Democrats are. We continue to see them take off their masks when the cameras aren't rolling and put on the masks when the cameras are rolling. It's all a political theater.
Well, there it is. We're talking with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and we've got lots to talk about. I don't know if you saw this picture, Megan. At the border here, you've got immigrants coming across the border with Biden T-shirts. I mean, who provided those? I mean, is that part of, you get a little bit of water, you get a Biden T-shirt and a mask, and you're looking all good. You're front and center for a photo op here. Joe Biden, please let us in. That's what it says. More from Megan after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Martinez for We the People.
It's what it's all about, fresh and independent. We are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. California, Megan Barth is, or at least Southern California, Los Angeles is, just wasting more time and money. I guess they just have too much of that. And they want to do a deeper dive and investigation into Tiger Woods' crash. I mean, obviously it was speed. And so let's spend all this money and man hours and look into the crash of Tiger Woods. It's kind of like the upside down logic that they're trying to employ in New York with the governor there. Suddenly a sexual harassment trumps the death of over 12,000, 13,000 senior citizens. That's gone away. But let's just talk about, what Governor Cuomo has done and how he's violated the space of, the people. Certainly a serious issue, but, let's have that trump the death of thousands of people there on his watch.
Anything to distract from the truth. It's all about the narrative, as we know, and that's why most of us tune into talk radio and have shut off cable news, mainstream media. With Cuomo, you have to look at the women's movement specifically. I remember when I was growing up during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, I kept looking for NOW, the National Organization of Women. I kept looking for all of the feminist groups and the leading feminists to come out and speak against Bill Clinton. And instead, they told me that I needed to get out my presidential knee pads and give thanks to Bill Clinton for keeping the theocracy off my back. So that's when I realized over, 20, 30 years ago, that the feminist movement was political. It had nothing to do with women's rights. It had nothing to do with the protection of women. It was certainly just the protection of Democrats. And we see this now with the Me Too movement, which is another feminist arm of the movement. We don't see the trending hashtag Me Too. We don't see celebrities coming out screaming Me Too. We don't see the Twitter, the Twitter stream that is going on with Me Too associated with Governor Cuomo. So that's how you know that the Me Too movement, the feminist movement, protects its own, much like they did Harvey Weinstein, much like they're doing with Andrew Cuomo, much like they did with Bill Clinton, and the list goes on and on.
Maybe they're afraid to woke it up too much, because if they do, then people are going to start looking at those pictures again of Joe Biden smelling people's hair, violating space and doing all that. But, I guess he apologized. I mean, his apology was weaker than Cuomo's, but he was able to get away with it.
Right. And Cuomo actually took a little step further in his statement, and he actually apologized and kind of admitted that
several times,
which
right.
Right, which for a Democrat is amazing, because they never admit wrong, they never take accountability, and they never say, I'm sorry. Because once you say, I'm sorry, you accept responsibility. And so he's actually done a little bit more than your average Democrat, but what's going to happen is this is going to blow over, and I'm sure that nothing will happen to him, like any Democrat before him, except with the exception of Harvey Weinstein. Because Hollywood is still on his side. I mean, hell, I think they gave him an Emmy.
Emmy, yes, exactly. Well, Dan Gaynor had an interesting perspective on this. With all his political background, of course, he works with MRC. He said they're clearing the deck for Kamala. They want to make sure these would-be governors that would possibly be a serious contender for 2024, that they're out of the way, so Kamala would have a free runway to the nomination and potentially the crowning and the first female president of the United States. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I don't doubt that, because I do believe that now that more and more Democrats are coming out, including the Attorney General of New York, against Cuomo, it is political.
Yeah.
It is because Cuomo perhaps isn't as communist as they need him to be, or as Marxist as they need him to be. They need fresh blood, and why not take his in order to clear the deck?
Exactly.
Kamala doesn't have to wait until 2024 to be president, because we certainly know that Joe Biden is not making any decisions. We aren't sure who's leading the country, but we sure as hell know it's not Joe Biden.
Well, is she going to have a copy of the launch codes or something? Because supposedly they're trying to limit his access.
Well, everyone's going to have it, because the Democrats don't trust Joe Biden with it. Which, talk about a national security breach.
Is that unbelievable?
The Biden administration is a national security breach. But nonetheless, Kamala Harris, I'm sure that the Democrats will turn on Joe Biden just as quickly as they are on Cuomo, because he needs to get out of the way.
Yeah.
They know that he's not mentally competent. So I'm sure they're not going to wait until 2024 in order to give Kamala the chance so they can say that, you know, they have the first black, not just female. You know, you have to check the political identity boxes.
Right, exactly.
Not just female president. They have to have the first black Indian female president.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, you were at the Capitol on January the 6th. The report finally came out. FBI saying, and the police are saying, no guns found. Remember when they were saying guns were there, and they had come back, the FBI report, no guns. I think they're still waiting on a report for, you know, from district police, DC police, you know, declaring what they were able to find. But I thought it was interesting that the FBI came out and said, no, there were no guns there. So this kind of turns that narrative upside down. But we knew from get-go, and with you being there, you knew you had a better idea as to what happened. And, of course, exceedingly frustrating for you when you see what the mainstream media, what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, even the governing bodies, Republicans, going along with the madness. And then, of course, as this isn't enough, you know, instead of spending any kind of investment of the people's money to look into free and fair elections and what happened, what the heck happened in 2020, the fact that we have so many questions, I mean, this far exceeds the questions that Democrats routinely have when they lose the White House. I mean, they've asked the same questions, whereas we just have that many more questions. I say we, the people that are still, you know, having control of, and some connection with critical thought and critical questions. And let's forget about that. So what we're going to do is codify all this illegality that happened in 2020. And so then when it comes up for debate, we'll just say, well, that's a settled issue because it's already law. So forget about what happened in 2020.
With H.R. 1.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. In the middle of the night last night, the Democrats, with their majority, passed H.R. 1. And the reason why it's H.R. 1 is that's their number one priority. They wanted to ensure that every election from here on out is completely hijacked so they can achieve unilateral power. That's what they consider election integrity. Only if the Democrats win is it a fair election. You talk about voter fraud, your company is deplatformed like Mike Lindell. You can't sell a pillow. Your Twitter disappears like Donald Trump. But I can say on talk radio that the election was rigged. How do I know it was rigged? Because I was part of the investigative team, one of many, that were looking at all of these flagrant violations of federal and state law and catching people in the act. We have over 40,000 people that voted twice in Nevada. We had Indian reservations in Nevada paying people to vote. We saw that they stopped counting the votes. We saw suitcases come out in the middle of Fulton County counting ballots. In Mississippi, for example, a special election, a judge just found that 78% of the mail-in absentee ballots were fraudulent.
Yes.
We have a notary in Mississippi that basically said she was signing hundreds of ballots, notarizing hundreds of ballots from one single household. And so what the Democrats now have done is, because under the guise of COVID, that their theft worked so well, they are now basically nationally mandating, and this is not what we want from elections. We want state election laws, and this is why states have passed over 100 laws protecting their elections from Democrats' overreach and rule. They're going to nationalize ballot harvesting. They're going to nationalize massive registration drives. They're going to nationalize early voting. There's not going to be any more election day. Hell, we already have some states that allow you to vote for 45 days. Why not just make it 364 days?
Why not?
Why not make it just all year?
No.
Why not? They're basically going to implement, like they did, through fiat or executive order or through bureaucracies at the state level, codify all of their changes into national law so the Republicans will have a snowball's chance in hell, basically, forever holding the White House, let alone a state office.
Well, and look what's happening in California. You got Newsom being recalled. Something like 1.9 million signatures have already been collected. Their goal is to hit 2 million, and those signatures are being scrutinized, interestingly enough, right? But not when it comes to voting.
Yes. Yes. Of course, they want to check signatures when one of their own is in the crosshairs, but they don't want to check signatures at all in national elections or even state elections.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Megan Barr, thank you, Megan. Take care.
This is sponsored by IBM.
Racial injustice is one of the greatest challenges in our time. And to combat this, IBM, together with nonprofit The Linux Foundation, is sharing news about a vital initiative, Call for Code for Racial Justice. The three main focus areas of Call for Code for Racial Justice are police and judicial reform and accountability, diverse representation, and policy and legislation reform. Ruth Davis, IBM's director of Call for Code.
IBM is proud to be a champion for diversity and inclusion and to make code available for anyone to use to take on society's biggest issues through Call for Code. We are thrilled to work with the Linux Foundation to drive innovation and help apply IBM's technologies to one of the greatest challenges of our time, racial injustice.
IBM and the Linux Foundation are urging the global developer ecosystem and open source community to contribute to these solutions. For more information, visit developer.ibm.com/callforcode.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warn will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Heatley says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, if you didn't buy a bunch of Bitcoin early on, and hopefully if you did, you have your password written. I mean, there's so many, I don't know how much billions of dollars are out there in the internet somewhere where they've lost the password and they have no way to recapture it. I mean, kind of amazing, that whole story about Bitcoin. And Bitcoin now, you believe it? I think it's like over $50,000 for Bitcoin. It's unbelievable. Well, look it. There's all kinds of keys and opportunities to build and preserve wealth in these uncertain times. Now, we've got an expert with us. Alex Gonzalez is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's a financial planning expert, and he's got some great tips for achieving financial goals in a volatile market and how advisors can help. So amid an ongoing pandemic, political transition, market volatility, and economic uncertainties in the U.S. and abroad, staying on track financially is a challenging task right now, as many of us know. Many have shifted their strategy to protecting what they have rather than focusing on building new wealth. But does there really need to be a trade-off? That's the question. And this is why Alex Gonzalez is with us, to give us some insight and perspectives on how to work with a financial professional to craft an ideal strategy that combines protecting one's current assets while positioning oneself to build wealth in the future. Alex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, well, boy, I'll tell you, the timing is right because, you know, one of the things we've learned in business, Alex, you've been doing this for a long time, is that it may be gloomy on one side, but there's some sunshine on the other if you know where to look, right?
Absolutely. obviously there's always an opportunity in the rainbow there. When it's raining, there's always an opportunity to make money.
Yeah, without a doubt, because we know what follows rain, growth. So we need to keep an eye out for that. So explain to our audience the difference between building wealth and merely preserving it.
Well, that's a very good question, and we work with clients on both ends of that spectrum, those that need or want to grow their wealth and those that are really focused on just preserving it. So individuals focused on growth are looking into the future with certain goals in mind. Maybe it's retirement. Maybe it's planning for their children's education. And those individuals typically have a longer time horizon. They have a higher tolerance for risk, and they can handle market volatility. For them, it's really all about risk and reward. They're taking on additional risk for potentially higher returns. Mm-hmm. Then you have those individuals that are focused on preserving their wealth, and they've already built up a nest egg. Maybe they sold a business, maybe they inherited some assets, or they've already retired. And in preserving assets, what you're really focused on is maintaining your purchasing power. So you want your dollar tomorrow to be worth as much as it is today.
Exactly.
You want your wealth to keep up with inflation. So in the case of wealth preservation, you can take on less risk in order to achieve those types of returns. But the answer to the question of who needs growth and who needs preservation is different, and it's unique to each individual. It depends on their goals and their needs. For example, someone that's a retiree may still need some growth assets in their portfolio, and that's where a professional can really help provide guidance and build out a plan that is suitable for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a sense, both are kind of growth mindsets, because you have to, whether you're growing, aggressively and you're looking to build wealth, and even if you're preserving, in order to preserve, you still have to grow in order to meet the inflationary demands and cost of living demands, right? So in a sense, you're both growing. I'm an old marketing guy. And so what I realized early on in marketing is that you're either gaining or losing. There's no such thing as treading water. So I appreciate you breaking that down and helping people understand when we talk about preserving your finances, preserving your wealth, you still are managing it with some element of growth.
Absolutely. And there's different vehicles that are more conservative. So in a growth-type portfolio, you could be more aggressive and have more aggressive-type equities. But in a preservation type of portfolio, you'll have a mix of maybe corporate bonds, government and municipal bonds, and you may even have some large cap stocks that pay out good dividends. And that mix, that allocation, and again, it goes back to having a professional help you put that together, will help you stay ahead of inflation and
exactly.
That purchasing power.
Well, Alex, the strategy today different than yesterday, clearly, with this uncertain climate and this COVID era that we're in. So how are you advising your clients with regard to either strategy in this current environment?
So if you think about the future, there is always uncertainty. Even at times when you think things are stable, something can come along and really change the environment. Look at what we've been through in this past year. You've already mentioned it. We started 2020 with the economy strong. It was growing. Unemployment was at historic lows. We were expanding. And then out of nowhere, we get hit with a global pandemic that affected absolutely everything, not just here in the U.S., but across the world. And
exactly.
Who would have guessed that was coming? Mm-hmm. And so in regards to our clients, we take a long-term approach that's founded on well-developed plan that's unique to the individual. So having that plan is critical to weathering that volatility and ultimately achieving those goals. We guide our clients in building out a well-diversified portfolio with the right asset allocation, and we help them stick to it.
Well, I got to imagine today, there's, for those that want to be aggressive, it's strategic. It's all strategic, but probably more so because of the current environment and some of the uncertainties that you were just speaking of. And for the others, want to play it safe, that's one of the considerations as well. So how do you address those issues? Is this the time to be aggressive or play it safe?
So the question question is, well, what is aggressive? You have to define it first, and that's going to be different for every individual. What one person perceives to be aggressive may be more on the conservative side for another, and so it really varies by individual and what they're trying to achieve. And this is one of the reasons why working with a professional is so important. But we do get this question a lot from our clients. And we recommend a long-term balanced approach that allows for reasonable appreciation combined with some downside protection, always keeping in mind our near-term and long-term goals. But I can tell you, jumping in and out of the market does not work very well. You're betting on a moment in time, and you don't necessarily know what's around the corner.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of emotion tied to money in the markets. So that's why you got to have a plan. You got to execute on it. You got to stick to it. All of this takes a lot of discipline, which is pretty tough in volatile times. One more point I'd like to make is we have planning resources that allow us to perform stress tests in a portfolio. I'm sure you've heard about
banks
that have to go through stress tests.
Right.
And we apply different variables to evaluate how a client's current investment mix may perform under different scenarios. So that allows us to make modifications to their portfolio as needed, and having that kind of information really provides reassurance, and it demonstrates to the client that they can stay on track and achieve those goals.
Well, this is awesome, and this is a good reason why you need to be connected with a financial professional to be able to utilize these tools and modern technology to your benefit. I mean, why not? This is awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're looking for an advisor, which I would strongly recommend, it's hard to navigate the current environment without a professional that can help guide you. We have teams at Regions that can assist you with that. You can find us at regions.com/wealthmanagement. We're happy to address these issues and more.
Well, I want to go back, talk a little bit about the stock market. No doubt about it. Boy, they're sending the stock market itself is sending a lot of people into therapy. It is so volatile. So what are you telling your clients about the mixed messages that the stock market is telling us right now?
Well, the market and money is very emotional. If you go back to last year this time, the market was down 33%, and then if you stuck with your plan, you would have done very well. Investing is a long-term game, and individuals should stay disciplined, stick to their plan, try not to focus on the near-term volatility and the market disruptions. It's time in the market that works, it's not timing, and the majority of returns are produced. Over 90% is around asset allocation and the allocation that is right for you. So stick to the fundamentals of investing, and don't get caught up in the noise.
Well, Alex Gonzalez, we appreciate you coming on the show. He's a regional market executive for Regions Private Wealth out of Orlando, Florida. Alex, again, thank you for the time. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Evie Bear Carroll joins us now from the Movie Guide. Evie, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, good to talk to you. We've got some good movies to talk about. Tom and Jerry, huh? a little slapstick cartoon that comes with a little bit of a warning.
Yeah, so Tom and Jerry, I remember when I was a kid in the 90s, Tom and Jerry was out, and it was thriving at that time, and so they brought it back, and it's on HBO Max, and we give it a pretty positive review. There's just that slapstick stuff, so we would say not really little kids, more like, you know, 8 and above or 7 and above, and so there's some fun elements. Tom and, if you remember Tom and Jerry comics, it's always... They're chasing after each other, and they're you know, one's a mouse and one's a cat, and obviously those two don't go together.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're, it's not like they're stopping somewhere, having an afternoon toddy and singing "Let's Get Together" or anything like that, right?
Yeah, so this one takes place in New York City, and Tom is playing the piano, and he's out there playing the piano, the cat, and he's trying to get some money into a little hat on the side of the street while he plays, and Jerry comes up and does a little tap dance and gets all the money, and so that starts it off right there, and the two of them get into this glamorous hotel and start living a life in this glamorous hotel, but then the manager, the event planner at the hotel finds out they're there and try to get rid of them. And so it's just a fun, fun movie. There's some positives in it. There's a couple getting married in the hotel, and so there's positives about marriage and some good themes in there.
Well, you know, like you said, Tom and Jerry really, you know, it's very kinetic. It's been very active, and you know, for little minds, you know, when you're a little kid and all that, you kind of like that energy and that movement. But you know, we need to be forewarned, especially in this area, in this culture of sensitivity about, you know, touching other people and being too aggressive. Might be one of those ones, one of those movies that you use as a teaching opportunity, right?
That's right. And you know what? You are totally right. My child, who's 3 years old, is the most energetic. You're right on the movement thing, because she likes to be moving all the time, and she wants to bop things, and she wants to bop her little sister. So, you know, you do have to tell them, and you do have to teach them, and you have to find the right way to say things so they learn and they become
exactly
polite individuals when they're older.
Doesn't it make you wonder, like, you know, what's in them that do that? I mean, like, you know, it's even to me amazes me that one of the first words kids say, it's not mommy, daddy, it's mine. You know, I don't. It's just an interesting study of humanity, and you watch these little creatures as they develop, and you go, you know what, that was me not that long ago.
I know, and you do realize, you know, I can see it in my little toddler's eyes when she wants to do something bad. So you realize that sin is in the kid even from the beginning, and they have to choose, and they have to be following God and
yes,
led by the Lord in order to do good instead of do what they want to do, which is the sinful thing.
Right, and the thing, the challenge is that you don't want to break their spirit. You want to train their spirit. And like my son, the youngest of the five, he was one of those handfuls. He was one of those guys that just, you know, the rules didn't matter for him. And sometimes when he, you know, out of his own courage and his own personality, when he'd break the rule, it was like, you know, sometimes, you know, it was funny. But I had to be careful. I couldn't laugh because it encouraged the wrong behavior. But I appreciated, in a sense, that rebellious spirit. And I'm going, okay, Lord, you got to help me. You got to help me raise this kid appropriately so that, you know, the freedom of his spirit doesn't run absolutely amok.
I know. Well, that's the thing about a parent is because their kids are so cute and you love them so much that it's hard for you to, you know, discipline them, but it's, you know, the right thing to do. But, you know, and so that it's a tough job being a parent because you want to have the fun too.
Exactly. Potato Head, Hasbro rebrands Mr. Potato Head. Well, I'll tell you, this is just, it's all got to go through this cultural filter these days. Everything's being pronounced politically correct, and there's no hallowed ground for even Mr. Potato Head.
I know. This would get to you because they've decided to take out the Mr. and Mr. Potato Head, and so it's just Potato Head Family.
Yes.
So
okay,
there's no Mr. anymore. I've grown up with this. You know, a lot of people have grown up. The first toy was made in the 70s. So
yeah. A
lot of people have grown up with Mr. Potato Head. And Mr. Potato is an interchangeable character. He's just a potato that you put a bunch of stuff on.
Yeah, for goodness sakes. Give me a break. I mean, it's the ultimate trans vegetable. You know, no harm. You can tran it up all you want. Just replace the eyes and ears and, you know, whatever else you want to do.
So I don't know why companies are leading in this way. I think, you know, it was revealed that 63% of the people don't agree with the cancel culture thing. And so I don't understand why companies are deciding to do this or what is making them want to do it, because it's not a big audience that even agrees with it.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not on the agenda here, so you can tell me we can put it off until next week. But, of course, a lot of controversy this week about Dr. Seuss. Can you address that very quickly?
Yeah, you're right. Well, there's about six books that they're now saying that Dr. Seuss, you know, they have to take away from the collection. Dr. Seuss is one of the most popular authors. You know, he's always on the top charts for, you know, authors who've passed away that are still making tons of money. And he actually was not a Christian. He wasn't a conservative or anything. His books are actually, he was environmentalist. He was left-leaning. So I don't understand why they're targeting it, but they say that there's cultural insensitivity in the books. Asian characters are looking like they are, you know, they have chopsticks in their hands, and that's kind of apparently culturally insensitive thing to do. So, you know.
So now when we go and have Chinese food, we can't ask for chopsticks. We're going to offend somebody now.
Right.
This is so ridiculous. Yeah, this is ridiculous, you know, that here we are. But this is part of the challenge, you know, when we alter speech and expression, this does infringe on our First Amendment right. And, you know, and I'm looking at some of these stories, I'm going, I'm a total dunce. And maybe I'm a racist. I don't even know I'm a racist because I just look at that and I'm going, I'm not getting that. You know, I don't know. It doesn't connect with me.
I want to be
sensitive. Look, everybody has a right to feel how they want to feel. And it's not like, you know, I'm running around with, you know, six of those books putting it in their face, you know, everywhere I go. But it's like, come on, you know, we got bigger fish to fry here right now than, you know, pronouns and you know, whether Mr. Potato Head should be a Mr. or Ms. or no, or just be a Potato Head. I guess now he's just a Potato Head. And so for all the Potato Heads' lives that matter, they can be greatly offended by that. So we'll see how that plays, Abby. A story here that you're featuring at movieguide.org. It's movieguide.org, right?
Yep.
I said that right. I want to make sure because I don't want your dad calling me up and going, you knucklehead, how many times I told you? It's this way. I go, I know. Okay. So movieguide.org is the story of Chip and Joanna Gaines. Tell our audience about that.
Oh, yeah. So Chip and Joanna Gaines is known for being a Christian family. They are from the show Fixer Up, or was it? An extremely popular show, and so they've come back with the show. They took some time away because they have, I think, 6 or 7 kids now, and
wow,
they wanted to spend time with their kids, but now they've brought back the show, and this episode that they have on the first show of the Magnolia Network is about transforming a shelter that for girls who are in the foster system. It's a group home shelter, and so the girls go there and then they go out to their foster homes. The ages are 5 to 21, and so they've transformed it in a beautiful place for the girls to come home to.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of the pictures here, the landscaping and everything like that. Very warm and welcoming. I mean, for these girls that, you know, have hit a hard patch in life. And, you know, what this Christian, you know, couple is doing in terms of, you know, demonstrating love, the love of the fellow man. I mean, this is what our faith is all about, isn't it, Debbie?
Exactly. I see one of the pictures that says that they've redone the house and they put the words, "Your story matters." And I think that's a great thing to impart to those girls is that they have worth and they help them build their confidence and God loves them. And I know in those tough situations, that's what people need to hear. And, you know, everybody needs to know that Jesus loves them.
Amen. And speaking of the love of God, boy, the best place in case you've lost sight and understanding of God's love for you, His Word. And amazing here, according to this report, the teens who spend more time reading the Bible have better screen time discernment. Interesting.
Yeah, so it can, you know, there's this new research out that it tends that teens that are more into the Word and more into the Bible are not looking at social media as much, as not looking at their phone as much. As we all know, the phone, there's a lot of stats in this article if people go look, but people are just spending hours and hours, like 5 hours a day on their phones, and that's where they're getting their news and their how to act and how to behave in terms of the younger people, teenagers and stuff. And so we really need to be mindful of what we're doing with social media and how we're using it.
Yeah, Barna Research says 5 hours, you know, to your point, on the smartphones alone. That's not even counting what they do in front of a TV, does it?
No, you're exactly right. So, you know, it's just people are spending just their, I mean, that's, there's only 24 hours in a day. So.
Exactly. I mean, when do you sleep? When do you eat?
Day.
Exactly. Yeah, it's totally insane.
Yeah, so.
Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. It's always good to have her here with us. She's pinch hitting for her dad, Dr. Ted, who's out fooling around once again, you know, just out there, just being the traveler, you know, getting up more information for us to share later on down the road. She's the host of Movie Guide TV as well. And Evie is always an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle
market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Power Grid.